At what point is it pertinent to start a revolution against a corrupt form of governance, one that is based on the erosion of fundamental civil liberties? At what point would it have been right for the people of Germany to have become partisans and start fighting against the Nazi Party? I mean, Ayn Rand talks about this, and she talks about what is the key before it's legitimate to start an armed revolution. And for her, the key issue was freedom of speech. When the government takes away freedom of speech, that is when it takes away your ability to fight against them without using weapons. That is the way to fight against a rights-violating government. When freedom of speech exists, is intellectually. It's using reason. It's using persuasion. It's trying to convince your fellow citizens to vote the bastards out, to replace the government, to shift direction. But once freedom of speech is gone, you have no option. You know, the only three possibilities: escape, submit, or fight. And the only way to fight at that point is with force, with weapons. So I would say that it's legitimate and required almost to start a revolution once your freedom of speech is gone, once you cannot make the arguments. And certainly once the Nazi Party came into power in Germany, freedom of speech was out the window very quickly after that. And even before the start of World War II, the German people should have become partisans. They should have started fighting against the government. It's a testament to how corrupt the German people were, is the degree to which they tolerated the Nazis, ultimately supported the Nazis, celebrated the Nazi Party, went along with the Nazi Party, and did almost nothing to obstruct them. The number of partisans in Germany during World War II was pathetically small. The number of people who objected to what the Nazis were doing was pathetically small. Again, and that's why I think that almost everybody in that country shares the blame for what the Nazis did during the 1930s and 1940s.